Chapter 4. Picture Description. A.
The man is kneeling down.
B.
The man is stretching his back.
C.
The man is deeply bowing his head. Fill in the blanks.
What is age of adulthood? In 2018, the Diet passed the bill lowering the age of adulthood from 20 to 18. It was the first revision in over 140 years. The new definition of adult will take effect in April 2022. The change is to encourage young people to actively participate in the society. All 18-year-olds will be able to apply for loans and marry without parents' consent. But they have to wait to drink alcohol and gamble until 20. Some people are concerned about youngsters falling victim to consumer issues. The kimono industry is also worried about the negative impact on their business.
Head of ruined kimono business faces the music and says sorry. Emerging from 18 days in hiding, Yoichiro Shinozaki explained January 26th that panic over the failure of his kimono sales and rental business caused him to let down hundreds of young people needing its services for a coming-of-age day ceremony marking their entry to adulthood. Appearing at a news conference here, the president of Hare no Hi said, "I bear full responsibility for having ruined the once-in-a-lifetime coming-of-age day ceremony for young women and their families, and leaving a situation that can never be repaired." Hundreds of customers found the doors to Hare no Hi outlets locked and unattended from early January 8th, when municipalities nationwide held the ceremony celebrating those who have or will turn 20 by the end of the fiscal year. His customers had paid hundreds of thousands of yen to buy or rent traditional long-sleeved kimono or dress-up services for the occasion. Even after police and consumer affairs offices were flooded with complaints, Shinozaki stayed out of public view. "I realized the gravity of the situation, but I had no idea how to deal with it," he said, adding that he had holed up at the home of a friend since January 8th. Shinozaki was accompanied at the news conference by his lawyers, who outlined the financial plight facing Hare no Hi. They said the company's total debt could exceed 1 billion yen, $9.2 million, and that of the 1,016 or so creditors, about 1,300 were young adults. Hare no Hi submitted an application to declare bankruptcy with the Yokohama District Court, which decided January 26th to begin the procedures. Shinozaki said his company's financial woes arose after it began expanding its network of outlets, and that payments to suppliers began falling behind from around April 2017. He said he tried to secure loans from financial institutions that autumn to keep going, but was refused. Yet Hare no Hi continued to take orders until mid-December. Shinozaki said he continued haggling with financial institutions and suppliers until the very last minute, but was unable to deliver on January 8th. He denied any intention to defraud his customers. The company has about 1,200 kimono in storage, all of which had been paid for to wear to the ceremony. The outfits will be returned to their owners. Hisashi Masuda, the lawyer designated as bankruptcy administrator, said a generous estimate of the company's assets was in the region of 3 million yen, which means there is little likelihood of any money going to those whose special day was ruined.
Speak up about the news.
Have you heard the news? A public elementary school is under fire over a school uniform designed by a foreign luxury brand.
Yes, I have. The parents were not informed of the price tag beforehand.
I think it's the school principal's mistake. His decision-making was not transparent.
But I am a bit envious. I have never worn a school uniform.
Really? It was good that I didn't have to worry about what to wear every morning. It's also one way to strengthen ties among peers.
And it's wallet-friendly for parents. I think a school uniform is convenient, especially on occasions like graduation ceremonies. Certain dress code is needed, but buying official attire only for the ceremony is unreasonable.
Right. In my case, I wore my cousin's hand-me-downs. Anyway, I hope that the kids at the primary school won't be hurt by outsiders' remarks just because they're wearing their brand uniforms.